Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a perfect time to bring in Adam Trigger from Wager Talk, which we will do in mere moments. I've got a full tumbler of coffee, and then I thought, you know what? I've had 2 hours of sleep. How about some Red Bull? I don't think this was my best idea.
I saw the Red Bull come out, and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, I know.
On a Tuesday, that's a tough look.
That's a tough one. No drinking involved. I just had 2 hours of sleep, and I got to do Commanders after this. I'm going straight to Ashburn. So it's going to be...
Yeah, you got to get the nice lifter or Uber out there, the comfort, maybe take a nap in the back.
Yeah. And then my day started off, I'm tired, I get in a Lyft.
You're going to have the most talkative driver.
Oh, I got in this morning, and I feel really bad. Like, I understand that Uber and Lyft doesn't treat their drivers the best, but I get in, and the first thing I hear is, how much are you paying for this ride? I'm like... And I was like, I don't know, is what I told him. Because he immediately wanted to tell me that Lyft wasn't paying him enough. And I'm like, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't.
Like, all right, bro, let's cancel this drive. I'll give you $6 less than what I'm paying right now.
Yeah.
It's still more for you.
Yeah, we can do that. It's not my... I do not work for Lyft. You know, I'm just a man. Just a man trying to get a ride to work. And just a man trying to win some bets. So we bring in our good friend Adam Trigger, pro sports handicapper for Wager Talk. Oh, I have to ask. I looked at your shirt for a second, and I thought for a hot second that was a Commander's shirt. I'm like, no, that's not the Commander's W. What is that?
That's the Wager Talk W. This is some new gear that they've sent us. So
nice.
Yeah, I have a whole closet full of these now. I think it says Wager. Yeah, it says Wager Talk on the sleeve.
Oh, nice.
Here. I might be able to pull some strings and get you one of these if you want.
But yeah.
I'll
take any free swag.
We've got them in a couple of different colors, and someone on the show is like, so I do a daily baseball show, and they're like, you wear the same thing every day. I've said, well, they want me to wear the company issued gear, so I've got like black, gray. I think we have a white somewhere. So, but once College Hoop starts, I told them, I said, my part of my bit, because I go all over to these different schools, is collecting gear, and then I wear it on my show. So they said that's fine. So college basketball, I'll be back to wearing Lemoyne hoodies and stuff.
Fair enough. I feel like that's a good strategy. You just transition into, you know, the gear come college. Until then, though, all Wager Talk. So let me ask you this before we get into baseball. You have a baseball show, but I know, based on talking with you before, you're very passionate about college basketball. Is college basketball, is that sort of the holy grail for you as far as sports betting is concerned?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And I mean, it's, you know, I could do a whole segment on how it's gotten tougher to win. I think everyone that bets any sort of college sport, college basketball or college football, would agree that it's a more challenging environment with NIL, the transfer portal, so on and so forth. But for me, I still think that that's more manageable in college basketball. Smaller rosters, less to worry about in terms of, you know, the number of human beings moving around or getting paid or not getting paid or locker room issues. And then, you know, I'm a small conference guy. I went to Siena College. You know, that's part of the reason I love college basketball so much, is that was our main sport. We didn't have a football team. And, you know, just getting to the NCAA tournament as a mid-major is just a tremendous experience. And I was there during the Fran McCaffrey years. So
like
the golden era of Siena basketball. But that's where you can win money. The smaller conferences, there's still more of a pure market. There's not as much NIL. So, yeah, I can't wait for college basketball season.
Okay. So until then, we've got baseball to talk about. And not easy not as easy to find value here in these markets, but we've got the Mariners up 2-0 on the Blue Jays. Are you surprised about this result thus far, and how do you find any sort of value coming up in Game 3 tomorrow?
You know, I used to think there wasn't as much value in the Major League Baseball postseason, and I think that probably years ago maybe there wasn't. Now I feel like there's so much more public money in the playoff market that it does create spots in the playoffs that are as good as any spot you're going to find during the regular season. I'll give you an example. Game one, the Mariners being as big of an underdog as they were in game one was crazy. And a lot of that was driven off the fact that we had the entire country watch a game on Friday night, Mariners Tigers. It goes 15 innings. You end up having people making memes on social media of like two boxers where it's like the Blue Jays are just chilling, watching like a 12-round fight and like licking their lips because they're going to get a team that's tired. And if you watch baseball all year, you know that, like, yeah, I mean, listen, there's not as many 15-inning games anymore with the new extra inning rules in the regular season, but that's not going to, you know, with a day off in between, that's not as big of a deal as I think that it was made to be going into that game one. I played Mariners plus 1.5 in that game one. I thought that line was completely off. And so there is still spots that you can find in the postseason, one of which we'll talk about in a minute for tonight's game. As far as Mariners Blue Jays are concerned, I think, I don't know if I did this show or I did one of the other MGM shows. I gave Mariners out like in a ladder format back in May on MGM programming. So to win the AL West when they were like 6-1 to win the World, to win the AL and to win the World Series. But as far as this series, like, don't think the Blue Jays are out of this just because these two games didn't go their way. I don't think either of these teams is dominant enough where it's like Seattle's going to take this two-game lead back to their home stadium and just come out and like sweep this series. So I would actually look to find a way to play the Blue Jays in Game 3 or Game 4. I think that's likely where the value will be. But I would keep it as like a game-to-game basis because this is a pretty even matchup, Blue Jays-Mariners, and that series could flip on a dime, in my opinion.
Yeah, when you laddered those Seattle bets, that was on this show, actually. You did it here.
It was on this show. I knew it was on this show. Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, yeah, well done. So let's talk about Dodgers-Brewers Game 2 tonight. How are you betting on this game?
See, so I think there's some value here with the Brewers. I make the Brewers a slight favorite at home. And this really comes down to just, again, you have so much more money in the individual game market once you get to the Major League Baseball playoffs that, you know, and relative to like what these games, the type of handle these games would get.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
During the regular season. And so the Dodgers, we've seen them win a couple of games. We see them win a series against the Reds, which was, you know, kind of a mismatch. And then they go out and beat the Phillies. And I said on my show yesterday, I still think the Dodgers are probably the best of the four teams remaining. And I still believe that to be the case. But if I'm just looking at this game, I'm not sure that the Brewers should be a home underdog with this matchup. So we'll start with Freddy Peralta. Freddy Peralta, I don't think gets enough credit. He's had a tremendous season. 2.70 ERA, 1.08 whip. Quietly has been, like, pitching is hard to find these days. You don't find many very, like, just really quality starting pitchers that you can pretty much trust to go out there every fifth day. And he's been one of them, yet I don't think he gets the credit that, like, a Tarik Skubal gets or a Zach Wheeler before he got hurt or even a Yamamoto that we'll talk about in a second. He just kind of, you know, he's up there in Milwaukee. I feel like this Brewers team has flown under the radar for a lot of the season. he's flown under the radar for a lot of the season. And I think you have people looking at him saying, well, he struggled a little bit against the Cubs. And that might be true, but that's a division rival. Those two teams, Cubs, Brewers, played 18 games this year. At some point, that's a good Cubs lineup. They're going to figure out a guy like Peralta after getting that much exposure to him year over year. And even last series where he's going to, you're going to have people look and say, well, he didn't pitch very well against the Cubs. 15 strikeouts and 9 2/3. He just kind of gave up a big hit or two. I wouldn't put too much stock into his quote unquote struggles against a division rival that knows him well. Not saying that the Dodgers don't have a great lineup. They absolutely do. I wasn't overly impressed with the Dodgers at bats the last couple games yesterday, and then going back to the Phillies series where they kind of, you know, needed a 2-1 win to win that series. And then I look at Yamamoto. I mean, he's great as well, but I don't think that there's a huge difference between Yamamoto Peralta from like a power rating standpoint here.
Okay.
And the second Yamamoto's out of this game, that's a big advantage to the Brewers. I don't trust Dave Roberts in these late inning situations right now. He's going to get bit at some point. The Phillies pretty much had him. They let him off the hook. Yesterday, Bryce Terang doesn't get out of the way of that ball. It's a tie game. I really felt like the Brewers were going to make him pay for bringing Sasaki in the ninth inning. Dave Roberts, not a great in-game manager. And right now, I just think that he's looking in his bullpen. There's good arms in there, but not ones that I really want in like a big-time leverage spot. I didn't like the Sasaki decision. He's a guy that I think is thrown better out of the bullpen. But I'd rather have him like they brought him into the Philly series, a 1-1 game in the eighth inning at home, up 2-1 in the series, not on the road in a save situation. And again, I'm surprised they didn't have to pay for that. I think the Brewers have a nice late inning advantage here because of kind of drawing some blood late last night and feeling like they could have got over the hump. And then I don't think Peralta Yamamoto is a huge like disadvantage for the Brewers. So now you put the Brewers at home, down 1-0 in the series, but you're going to give me plus 110. I think there's real value on Milwaukee there.
We're talking with Adam Trigger, pro sports handicapper for Wager Talk. Find him on X at Adam Trigger WT. Okay, so when you try to reconcile the entire scope of the regular season versus what you've seen in the playoffs, like how much emphasis do you put on one versus the other when looking at these particular matchups?
So that's a really interesting question. I think it plays here a little bit because, of course, you had six regular season matchups between these two teams. Milwaukee won all six of them, but the Dodgers come out and win last night. So I go back to the regular season. All of those were in July. They were somewhat insignificant games for the Dodgers. One series came right before the All-Star break. One came right out of the All-Star break. Dodgers had a lot of All-Stars. I would not judge the Dodgers on those series. Okay. Peralta pitched in both series, so they've seen him twice. One, he pitched really well. One, the other, they kind of knocked him around a little bit. But, like, again, back in July, I even said on my show yesterday, I'm going to put almost zero stock into this matchup as it happened during the regular season. But for, like, again, I think playoff baseball, you really have to handicap the managers a little bit. I've been saying this all postseason. I prefer to lean toward the side that has who I believe to be the better manager, at least the better, you know, kind of guy that's going to pull the strings in game, that might have the better game plan where it sets up a little better. I really think that's Pat Murphy right now. He has blown my expectations away for him as a manager when he kind of took over for Craig Counsell. And Dave Roberts, again, he's always got the best talent. He's going to blow one at some point. I don't think he knows exactly what he wants to do at the end of games. Yesterday, you can see he brings Sasaki in for the save, second guesses himself, trying and gets out of a jam on a pitch where it wasn't even close to the zone. The pitch before easily could have hit Terang and walked in the winning run. It was just I don't trust Roberts in these tight, close games, and you're going to have a game like that. You can't keep getting in these games. So the previous one was the Phillies, right? They end up kind of benefiting from the Kirkring throw to home and winning an extra inning game. I just don't think Dave Roberts is capable of not screwing up a close game at some point. And so now that I can get the Brewers as an underdog in a spot, I'd be surprised if this is a blowout. So give me a close game, home team, better, you know, who I think might have the better late game setup. and at home, and you're going to give me plus money, like that to me is worth a bet.
Adam, got about a minute or so left here, but what is one bet card wide open for you that you really like?
Card wide open for me right in baseball right now?
Any sport.
Okay, you're going to let me go way off the board here. You'll have to dig for this one. I'm sure BetMGM will offer this one somewhere at some point. I think my alma mater, the Siena Saints, are going to win the MAC this year. And you you will get good plus money on that because Quinnipiac is probably going to be the odds-on favorite. They were able to keep Mari Moore, their player of the year in the conference last year, basically turned down. He could have probably went to like Kansas. He had some big time suitors looking for him, and he decided to stay at Quinnipiac. It's going to make them the favorite. There's also some other teams like that are Iona's always going to be priced up there. I think they're probably a year or two away with their new coach. And there's some other teams that are in that top category. Siena they were able to keep pretty much everyone that I think they would want to keep. Gavin Doty, they have like their backcourt back. Jerry McNamara, former Syracuse Orange in his second year as head coach. And they aren't priced as the favorite, and I think they should be. So maybe a little bit of a homer pick, but Siena hasn't won the MAC in a while, and I think this is the year they do it. And if you bet that, it's going to be very good value because they're not going to be – they're likely not going to be the favorite. And even if they're like second favorite or third favorite, you'll still get good plus money on that. So that would be my, you know, first college basketball play of the season, if you will. Siena to win the MAC, I think that's a really good bet.
We're going to remember that just like we remember you coming on this show and talking about Seattle many months ago. Pro sports handicapper for Wager Talk and on X at Adam Trigger WT. It is Adam Trigger. Adam, always a pleasure, and enjoy the free swag, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Coming next year on the show, time to get back in the saddle and tell you our favorite plays for tonight. It is a Tuesday Best Bets, and the Dogster headed your way. It is a daily tip on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.